Now, here's a story about when an animal was most unwelcome. It came at the end of a lightning fill-in-the-blank round with Tom Beaudet in March 2007. Adam Felber and Angela Nissel provided commentary.
Right. A shoplifter trying to make a clean getaway from Seattle Linens and Things was foiled when his girlfriend blanked.
Told him he'd snatched the wrong colored towels.
No. Dropped her pet duck.
You know what? I'm going to do a caper.
Yeah. Well, here's a warning to
you. How many times did I tell her before we did this job? We rehearsed it time and time again. Yeah. Don't drop the duck, I said. Just hold. All you got to do is hold on to the duck, and it's worked. Jeez, I can't believe it.
I mean, at least the lady in Gaza at least strapped the alligators on. You think you could belt the duck to you, and then you know, it'd be like a hands-free sort of thing. Then.
Next time I knock over a linen store, no ducks. In retrospect, that was the most deeply flawed part of our plan.
If Wait Wait has a favorite animal, it's got to be squirrels. We love their antics, their cute bushy tails, and we love the adorable interventions into their natural life cycle. Here's Amy Dickinson answering a question in March of 2007 with Tom Beaudet and Adam Felber helping out.
Yes, in an attempt to control squirrel populations in Palisades Park, California, officials are blanking.
Injecting them with contraceptive hormones.
You're right.
Was that a guess?
I did read the paper.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
Awesome.
Now, there are too many squirrels. They want to do something humane. They're going to inject birth control hormones into the squirrels. Officials decided on using injections after they discovered that their earlier plan had failed because the female squirrels were storing the birth control pills in trees and forgetting where they put them.
Couldn't they just get, like, the Beverly Hillbillies to come over and shoot some?
No, this is California. We don't do that.
You know, anybody from California, if you could catch a squirrel and hold him still long enough to give him a contraceptive shot, you could also just kill him.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. You can wring its little neck.
No. This is California. They gave the squirrels family planning. They did counseling.
And a talking to.
Yeah, a talking to.
A very stern talking to.
A little pamphlet. Tiny little pamphlet.
Tiny.
Postage size stamp. Pamphlet entitled Straight Talk About Nuts.
Right.
Thank you. Good night.
And finally, here's a question we posed to Adam Felber in April of 2007, a question which inspired a classic rant from Paula Poundstone. Kerry O'Connor was also there.
Adam, this week the National Academy of Sciences announced the results of a study that chimpanzees have done what more than humans?
Elected the right public servants.
Possibly true.
Evolved?
Yes, evolved. Exactly right. Yeah. The University of Michigan studied strings of DNA shared by humans and chimps and found that the genes of chimpanzees have evolved in beneficial ways more than that of human beings. They have proceeded further, better.
How are they I don't know what they mean by that.
Let me put it this way.
I don't have that much to feel proud about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It does kind of take us down.
I just took away one more thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Chimpanzees are evolving and we're not.
Thing. So how have they... Okay, so what did they do? I don't even see what they've done.
It actually has to do with DNA. They're looking at the DNA from the moment that chimpanzees and humans separated from their common ancestor. And they're looking at the amount of modifications and evolution in the DNA, and they've discovered more of beneficial evolution in the DNA of the chimpanzees.
Well, let me just point this out. Who's looking at the DNA?
You're right.
Yeah. Dr. Bobo?
You seem a little defensive here, Paula.
Well, I think she's got a good point. If there is a Dr. Bobo who wrote this article, he's clearly biased. Bad monkey.
This is really ticking you off, I think. Are you?
Yeah, it kind of does. It just seems like, first of all, what's the point of the study, number one? This study.
Just to make us feel worse than we already do, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand how they're defining evolution, then?
It's a quantitative thing. I mean, they're just talking about the number of beneficial mutations. Like, maybe their beneficial mutations aren't completely super terrific and great, but they have more of them. Yeah.
What is a? Give me an example of a beneficial mutation in a chimp.
How about the ability to grab things with his feet? How's that? Can you do that?
There's one.
I don't need to, because if I need something, I go, hey, chimp, you want to get your foot over together? Yeah.
You can bet that right now someone out there is typing a very angry letter with their feet.
You see it's true.
Shoo-ba-dee-doo.
An ape like me.
Scooby-dooby-dooby.
Can learn to be human too.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, promoting lifelong family connections and celebrating National Adoption Month at aecf.org. AMARC Foundation, supporting procon.org, a website for teachers and the public to explore the pros and cons of controversial issues. And the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago, in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Blythe Haga. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Shillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Thanks to Carl Castle and all our panelists and guests. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.